Wandle Wildlife, the Wet Meadow. Above the water, perhaps the most apparent of wildlife are the waterfowl. On the lake, you may see such species as mallard, mandarin ducks, coots, moorhens, and little grebes. Larger waterfowl include the majestic mute swan and varied species of geese. The waterfowl feed on vegetation in and around the water. Outside of the waterfowl family, other beautiful birds can be spotted along the river. You may see herons and little egrets, birds that stalk the shallows for fish, or you may catch sight of grey wagtails or kingfishers zipping past. Thanks to significant conservation efforts along the Wandle in recent years, an increasing variety of fish may be spotted in the water. In the depths, on a calm day, you may spot chub and roach. Carp are often sighted, although these are an introduced species and not native to the UK. A bit harder to spot are the eels that reside at the bottom. Along with chub, the most abundant fish in the Wandle are the three-spined stickleback. You're most likely to spot shoals of these fish in the shallower waters. Trout are slowly returning to the River Wandle, and it is hoped that further conservation efforts may one day see the return of the Wandle trout in Beddington Park. A host of invertebrates can be found both above and below the waters. Below the surface, small water invertebrates include freshwater shrimp, mussels, and water boatmen, whilst on the surface itself, you will likely spot water skaters. There are a range of flying insects that depend on the water habitat to survive. Perhaps the most attractive of these are the dragonflies and damselflies. Dragonflies have been on Earth for over 300 million years, and the damselfly may be differentiated from a dragonfly by its wings, which are closed when at rest. With such a host of wildlife within the waters, one can't forget about the aquatic plant life, which play a critical role as feeding, breeding, and hiding places. On the edges, you may spot plants such as flag iris, common reed, and marsh marigold. These types of marginal species are required by dragonflies and damselflies to climb out of the water and change into their adult forms. Submerged plants, such as pondweed, are also important both as a food source and source of oxygen, which is vital for underwater species to survive and keep the water clean and useful to all the other species.